495-2182. Meeting the challenge, together we prepare. Greater Phoenix and Homeland Security is a part of National Preparedness Month and is sponsored by AT&T and News Radio 620 KTAR.
Ken Colbert and Brandon Disney.
Oh, yes, it's the Waitresses. Another one of those fine 80s broad bands. Our theme of the show this week, of course, is broadband. Your broadband connection, your high-speed connection, diversifying, and of course, our homage to broadbands. We've talked extensively about broadbands and spoken.
Which seems to be awfully popular.
Yeah, we're getting calls like crazy and emails, and that's great.
That's requests, yes.
10,000 maniacs came in. From Fly Girl. Would you maybe give the fine folks out there an idea of some of the things that they can do besides surf the internet at really cool speeds?
Right.
What else can you do with these high-speed internet connections?
Well, you know, a lot of broadband residential use is growing exponentially. And a lot of people get it because it allows them to surf the internet really fast, but there's a lot of other really cool stuff you can do with it.
Like
streaming audio and video. You can watch movies through the internet.
No.
You can't watch movies through the internet.
Believe it.
What kind of movies?
The internet's just for hackers.
Yeah, and pornographers.
Yeah.
And pedophiles.
Okay. Yeah.
To each his own. But there's lots of websites now that offer access to, you're able to watch movies streaming, meaning you don't have to download the huge file to watch the movie. It streams it as you watch it, so it's downloading.
Are these free sites? Or
No.
Well, there are some free ones, but those aren't quite so legal.
Yeah. Right.
So, of course, they can get a link to those resources on our website.
Absolutely.
What else can they do?
There's also, if there's more advanced features that some people do, like FTP sites, which allows you to serve files that are on your home computer.
How about like telecommuting?
Hang on now. FTP, what's that mean?
File transfer protocol.
Oh, that explains it all.
Yeah.
And it's a really fast way. Like if you, let's say you're on vacation and you want a file off of your home computer, you could potentially, you know, you could connect to that computer at home because your computer is always connected to the internet. And retrieve that file.
Sounds like a very geeky vacation. what about all this voice over IP stuff we keep hearing about? What's that about?
Voice over IP is a new technology that it basically allows you to make telephone calls through the internet rather than conventional phone lines.
But it's not that really geeky old fashioned thing where you like get a headset and have to like say, "Hey Ken, over."
Yeah. Well, voice over IP has been around for a decade or two now, but yeah, now it's becoming more mainstream, and a lot of businesses have already started utilizing it.
A lot of individuals, like one of the three in this room, has converted quite a while ago to voice over IP.
My home phone, I don't even have a regular phone line like most people, I guess, would have. I just went straight to voice over IP, and my wife, who is like technophobic completely, she hates anything that has to do with technology. The whole measure of it being successful is she can use it.
Yeah.
It's just a regular phone. We have our regular phones plugged into this box, and you pick it up, and you just dial like you normally dial. And we have a regular phone number, a 480 number, because we're in the East Valley, and you can call it.
And it has a dial tone?
Yeah, and it rings. And the cool thing is her family lives out of town, and she talks to them a lot.
Yes.
And because it's voice over IP, and it's using the internet and some things to do a big portion of the distance of the call.
Yes.
It's like really, it's like flat fee. We pay, I think, like $35 a month, and that's unlimited local and long distance anywhere in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
Ouch.
Now riddle me this.
Riddle me this.
Do you have 911?
Yes. When they first introduced the product, the 911 service was not available. Then they introduced it a little, or they came out later and said, okay, it works, but you're probably going to have to tell them where it is you live and things. And then they came back a few months after that and said, actually, we've got this thing worked out. One time you have to go in and activate and give them your exact address. And it takes a few days, and then you're registered. And now if I were to pick it up and dial 911, it goes right to the same center as if you were to do it from a landline. And they know where I'm at. It has all the same information. It's exactly like the standard 911 service.
Yep. Now, the coolest part about Vonage is this little, just a little black box that you stick on your network and plug the phones into. What happens now? I'm going to go on vacation to, But let's say I'm getting a really good deal to go to Florida right now to get a, to go on vacation.
Wonder how you get a good deal for that.
Yeah. So I can take this Vonage box with me since I'm going to be stuck in this hotel room for the next week.
Right.
And what can I do with this thing?
You just plug it into your broadband connection at the hotel, and it does two things for you. Number one, you can avoid using the hotel's phone and getting charged $3 for local calls and $50 to call back to Arizona. And number two, you've got your home phone right there with you, the same number that it would be at home, and now it's with you. And people who would call you at home, they're just calling you in your hotel room now.
And it's not long distance.
No. And you
this is too hard to deal with.
You don't have to do anything special. You just plug it in, and it does its thing through the wizardry of, you know, software and programming.
If you've not checked this out, we've talked about this for years. If you've not checked out Vonage, guys, check that out. It's really an awesome. If you've got a high-speed internet connection and you do any kind of long distance at all, or another cool thing you can do is if you do a lot of business with people in New York, say, you could get a Vonage account with a New York phone number so the people calling you don't pay a toll call. It's not long distance.
In fact, you know what? I want people to try this thing out. I'm going to give out my home phone number and address. Come on by or call me, and I'll show you how it works.
Mama dropped you when you was young, didn't she?
now another. It's not without cons.
Cons.
It doesn't. It doesn't have a always.
Hello.
The power supply.
Yeah.
There's not like with the
if
phone.
If the power
company,
goes out, you have no phone system.
Exactly.
If your internet connection goes down, you have no phone.
The phone company feeds power to your phone on a conventional phone.
Yeah.
That's not the case when you're using broadband voice over IP.
That is correct.
But a very inexpensive little UPS, which is an uninterruptible power supply, you can buy a very inexpensive one that will power this thing probably for a good hour and a half, which most power outages around here don't last more than a few minutes.
Well, so I'd have to keep a cable modem and everything else going too, but yeah, it's still no big deal.
But that's not a hard power one. The service comes with all the regular call waiting, call forwarding, caller ID, voicemail, all that kind of stuff. It's all included.
It's really wacky, and I know it's hard to digest, but to check it out, Vonage.com, I think, is one of the web URLs.
And AT&T just started doing it, too. I haven't checked out their service yet, but they started, the company you've heard of for 1,000 years or more, they're doing it now as well. So.
And, you know, Cox is no longer our sponsor, but it doesn't matter. We still say, if you're going to get high-speed internet, start with Cox. See if you can get that high-speed cable modem, because it's much faster than DSL. We call DSL mid-speed, which is still much better than dial-up.
And you could still use voice over IP with it, but you're saturating more of your bandwidth.
And you can use voice over IP on dial-up too, but it's not the greatest experience in the world.
It's yicky.
Yeah. In fact, Vonage will not work on anything unless it's a fairly high-speed connection. So check all that out. Of course, we've got links to that on our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section, and if you're listening to one of the archives, you can see all of this for the rest of time, I guess.
You can't see it. You can hear it, though.
No, you can see the links.
Oh.
For the rest of...
Well, what if you're sight challenged?
Then you cannot see it, but your
screen reader will tell you
where you're at.
It'll describe it to you.
In essence, you are. Do we have time for Michael, or are we going on?
As soon as we come back from our break, we'll have a lot of time for Michael. We're going to get his calls, his questions, and a free line that's open at 602-277-5827. It's the computer corner. We're going to lean back in the chair, make a squeaky noise, and when we come back, your calls. We'll be right back.
The D-backs and Padres meet for Game 2 of this series.